What about other chemotherapy regimens besides AC followed by paclitaxel? Let's start out with a docetaxel-containing regimen or AC followed by docetaxel specifically.
Well, actually, I think CARB tax Herceptin is going to be the huge issue in the very near future.
That's the BCRG trial.
BCRG trial. The BCRG trial, I'm told, is about 50 events away from its first planned interim analysis. So that first planned interim analysis literally could take place within sometime in the next few months. That's a crucial trial to my mind, because that trial with its third arm of CARB tax Herceptin on top of the more or less two standard arms we've seen in the joint analysis will tell us something very important about cardiotoxicity versus efficacy.
Well, you also at the session showed some data that Dennis Slamon had showed, I guess, the day before,
yes,
demonstrating what appeared to be a lack of cardiac toxicity with a TCH arm.
Yes, I think this is actually a very solid result. It comes from an analysis of roughly 3,000 patients on the 006 trial. And there's clearly a lower incidence of congestive heart failure, clearly a lower incidence of declines in ventricular ejection fraction if you've got CARB tax Herceptin versus getting Herceptin in proximity to atriamycin. And the question it raises, we don't have the answer yet, but the question it raises is, do we need an anthracycline at all with trastuzumab-based therapy? And if the answer is that CARB tax Herceptin, say, has similar efficacy to AC followed by TH, to my mind, it would probably become the de facto standard in a fairly short period of time.
Is that what you're expecting? Because I guess the other issue, and Ed brought this up, is the lack of the anthracycline, the fact that HER2-positive tumors maybe need or can benefit by an anthracycline.
You know, it's always possible, but, you know, the data we have is the data we have. Nick Robert's U.S. Oncology Group study that compared Taxol Herceptin to CARB tax Herceptin as frontline therapy for metastatic breast cancer saw a doubling in terms of time to progression for a true HER2-positive population. I mean, that, to my mind, was just a very impressive result. And if we see anything like it in the adjuvant setting, then it's likely to be a very good combination. Of course, we need to await the data.